Hi, and welcome back to the Beauty of Conflict podcast. We know you're busy, and we want to make it easy for you to understand how conflict may likely be showing up in a way that's impacting your team negatively. We've recorded the first three chapters of our book for you to listen to for free. Get your free audio sample at thriveinc.com/free sample. That's thriveinc.com/freesample.
Hi, I'm Chris Marie Campbell.
And I'm Susan Clark.
And today we're going to talk to you about something we're very excited about. It's the Beauty of Conflict journey. And what that means is our content is online now for people to use. We partnered with a company called Rally, www.getrali.com, because they have a platform, a change platform, where they take significant content and then create these journeys, which are online experiences that drive behavioral change throughout the organization. It even has the back end. You can measure how the organization is doing. So it is a way that we can scale our work, not just across an executive team or a leadership team, but through an entire company. And we are so thrilled that it's releasing.
Yes. And just to add a couple pieces for me, that's what makes this really exciting is I've begun to really appreciate how I really learn well in an immersive, intensive experience. But frankly, that's not for everybody. And that's actually not always going to be something that will create sustainable change. People learn at different rates. People need to practice in different ways. There needs to be different ways in which that material is provided and introduced. And what's cool about this platform is, I think the word is asynchronous learning, right? Is that, do I have that right?
Asynchronous learning. Yes.
Yeah.
Which means out of sequence and time, people learn.
Right. So a team can be doing this together over a period of time, but each member is doing it at different rates, different times, but there's pieces of it that are always interconnecting. And it's a really positive way to look at how change can be sustainable and measurable and trackable. So really excited. Go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm glad you're excited about it. The founder, Larry Moll, he was a chief learning officer for big companies, American Express, Motorola, and he would often bring in trainings and they just wouldn't change behavior. And he was really frustrated. And then there was also, how do you, for a Home Depot where you've got everybody on the retail floor, you cannot take a whole crew Alf and say, okay, we're going to spend a day learning how to deal with conflict. And so he developed this idea probably about 8 years ago, and they've built, I think there's like a total of about 40 or 45 different journeys. We're one of the journeys, the Beauty of Conflict journey. And so people can learn, just like you're saying, Susan, it's usually like a quarter. So 3 months, there's probably about 6 hours of content, but they're in these bite-sized pieces and it's kind of gamified. They can have journal questions that stay private. They can add discussion board responses so you can see. And your team is actually going through it together, even though I'm on this week, so I'm doing stuff. You're not, but I get to go look at what you have done in the past. And so you're in this community because people learn in communities. That's what holds us accountable. And so it really helps move the learning forward.
In addition to the team, you also have a learning partner aspect to it. So it's like it's divided into all sorts of different types of grouping, from self-reflection to dyadic learning to team learning to being
whole
able to
organization.
Go back. Whole organizations going through it and being able to see those results over time. So pretty cool.
And I do think some of the things, so even as you're going through it on the back end, the organization can look at, wow, this really resonated and people got that, but this didn't. And so we need to do something different and we'll develop a different exercise so people get that point or whatever. So it's even continuous learning for us in how to teach our concepts so that people really get them and integrate them in their behavior.
Yeah. I mean, because I think we've known over time, thanks to people who've shared with us and referred us and various things, that we've been able to have an impact. But this is really different. We can actually show some of this. Organizations themselves can look at the impact that something they're doing is having on their employees and the people who are engaging in this type of learning, which I over time, which I think is neat.
And I think, Susan, you brought up a good point. Typically, what we do is we do 2-day intensives. It's a team offsite. And for some clients, we've worked with them for 2 or 3 years. And I know one executive, after 2.5 years, he finally got it. And he was like, oh, I'm going to check out my story. It was like, we had been working with them over in coaching and offsites, and it just didn't grok. Finally, it did. But this is another way for people to kind of take the pressure off of, oh my gosh, I'm in this real-time experience versus it's just me. Maybe more of my brain's online. I understand it and I can try it. Maybe just with my learning partner, and that feels safer to me. So it's a way to digest the information, like you were saying, Susan, in many different forms so that everybody can get their learning styles met.
Yes. And so we thought it would also be fun today to talk a little bit about our journey to get to releasing the journey, the beauty of conflict journey, because that's been a year-long process. That's been
well, actually, I was thinking about how we even got introduced. So we worked at Microsoft with Gabriella Schuster. She'd been on our podcast. She was a CVP at Microsoft. And she left, and she has a body of work called Allies, which is great. And she connected because Rich Cannon is the CEO of Rally, and he knew Gabriella through Microsoft. And so she built out her journey. And he asked her, if you had to choose anything, what was most significant, something that you've encountered that you would think would be worthy, you know, to put on our platform? And she said, the beauty of conflict. And so that's how we got introduced a year ago last summer. And then by this time last year, we had agreed to do it and we're in the process. Do you want to talk about more of that?
Well, no, but we can start there because that was a cool way to get introduced and a really powerful another person who's on the same platform. So her Ally process. Yes.
And her Ally process. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So much. So what we did is we went through the whole learning about it. And then last November, we started writing scripts because this has 26 little videos, short little videos that, and we had never written scripts before. So we had to write scripts. And then in March, we flew to Atlanta and we thought, okay, they're going to video us. There's going to be one person, one guy with a video camera, really is what I thought. There were 15 people. We had makeup, we had lighting, we had camera, we had the teleprompter things, big lights, microphones. I was in heaven because, you know, I love being
it was kind of my nightmare. But hey, it was sort of interesting to be referred to as the talent. I don't even know, you know.
And we had to ship 2 big suitcases of clothes, our clothes there. And they kept telling us, you need to smile more, smile. You would be surprised how much you are supposed to smile. I don't think we hit their number. But we took the...
It's hard to believe. Let me just pause on that one, Christmary, because you are a notorious smiler. So the fact that you were even being told to smile more, I mean, I was hopeless, but I did develop a little bit. You
know? She looked terrified to start. And then but we spent 2 days filming and then had to go to another offsite for another client. Susan got COVID. I got COVID. And then you have to edit all the videos. And then you have to figure out what's all the content around it. So that has been from basically probably April or May, till now of us developing worksheets, the content, the visuals, and they have a great team that has supported us. Anna Lee, go ahead.
Elaine. We had wonderful people, but I do want
Gloria,
to add, you know,
Cammy.
And Cammy. And the thing that was also interesting was the idea that we were encouraged to somehow create real-time interactive experience so people could see it in action, kind of like bringing professional actors. And I was somewhat appalled by that idea myself, because I didn't know how that could possibly be a good idea. However, one of our people, Cammy, you know, who's working with us, you know, she somehow came up to do a Zoom meeting. And because that was something that we were living in right then, working on Zoom. And so we were able to make a script out of some real live content that was going on for us and bring in actors from our own hometown here in Whitefish. And it was so much fun to put together that little set of videos that I think, hopefully, if you decide to engage and see this journey, I think that was really cool.
I have to give a shout out to Kim, Davey, Mikey, Serena. You folks were awesome. It was really fun.
They were great. I was on one of the videos, and I have to admit, I felt very stiff being on Zoom. But It was great. So that was actually something I would have never expected to be as rich as it was. So.
Yes. And we even actually got some clients involved. We had them test our opt-out assessment. One of them read a script and I changed some of the language because she had some great feedback. Our niece read the early versions of the script, gave us some great feedback. Like, it felt like a community process for us because we used people that we knew, liked, and trusted, and they really supported us through this whole creative process. But it's a long process to take all our content. So it's the content in our book, but it's also the content about nervous system and dealing with stress that comes up in conflict and how to settle yourself. All of that into this journey that is easy to understand, simple to do, has meaningful experiences, yet still has the depth of what we teach. So it has been a labor of love, fun and hard, all mixed in together.
So we wanted to talk about this on the podcast too. We'll put a link so that you can actually see sort of some of the, get a little feel for it, if you like, through the marketing video. And we're in the phase now. It's launched, it's available, and we're actually beginning to talk to some of our clients who we think have expressed interest or are interested. And so if you think this might be something you're intrigued with, we'd love to take you to a demo or something like that. So yeah,
it really is a way for everybody in the organization, whether it's a small or large organization, to learn the skills of how to change your habits related to conflict so that you get better results. And it really raises the team's IQ, reduces the reactivity, increases your recovery period so that you can have tough conversations more successfully, feel that your culture can be more inclusive, safe, innovative, creative. Conflict is not really the problem. It's inevitably going to come up. It's how we react to it that's the issue. And so all these tools are to help you and the team and the organization build more resiliency around conflict so that you feel more capable.
So anyway, we hope you become as excited about this as we are. And we're excited. And we're looking forward to seeing this really launch in 2024 and hopefully have an impact and a reach that, you know, my dream, change the way corporate America communicates, it's still out there. This is one way to keep living that dream.
Okay.
All right.
Stay tuned for more information as it emerges.
Well, thanks for joining us. We hope you found today's episode valuable. If you want to take some of what you've learned on today's episode to the next level, check out our new step-by-step, easy-to-use team kit to get your team from avoiding conflict to discovering the beauty in conflict.
Go to www.thriveinc.com/teamkit to learn more. That's www.thriveinc.com/teamkit.